Hey, yo, we about to tear it up. Hey, yo.
Break for break, get down.
This right here is how we do it. Break it down.
It's the Breaking Atoms podcast. We break things down to the very last compound. My name is Sumit, aka the Potty Mouth of the South. It's Saturday. That means one thing, another Lost Tapes. This week we have Elzai. This is an interview I did with El outside the Bape store in London in 2011. Hot off the heels of Elmatic, we speak about that project, Battling Proof, Royce the 5'9, Detroit as a whole, and some unreleased Pete Rock tracks. This is Elzai, Breaking Atoms. Check it out.
You're a man of the moment in some ways because you dropped an incredible project. I gotta say, I was pretty impressed. I tell you why. When you do a classic project, when you cover classic projects or classic songs,
yeah,
it can backfire on you.
Oh, yes.
Because you're covering something monumental.
No doubt.
But you managed to take it into a whole new direction.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, I just wanted to put a little twist on it, man, give it like some live instrumentation.
Yeah.
So I reached out with my man's Will Session, and Will Session, the band came through and put it all together. It's an eight-piece band, by the way.
Eight-piece band? And they're touring with you, right?
Huh?
And they're touring with you, right?
Yeah, we're getting tour dates together as we speak.
That's going to be hot. Yeah, we're going to get a date in London. What's good?
Oh, man.
Do I have to talk to your manager about setting a show up?
Straight up.
Elmatic as a concept, when was it born?
Well, the concept was born 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But the actual, like, album was born within, like, a month and a half.
Right. A month and a half?
A month and a half.
This is how you work.
I mean, it just kind of flowed like that, you know? Like, I was with it, like, the band members was with it, yeah. And we just all came together.
So how come it took so long from that 3 years to the month and a half?
So much, man. I mean, I was going through situations with Slum. I was going through situations with Barack Records.
Yeah.
And, you know, life was just getting in the way. And then, you know, tributes was coming out left and right. And I didn't want to do it. Then I wanted to do it because the fans wanted me to do it. So...
Have you seen yourself develop as a person through all that shit?
Oh, man. I mean, just a little bit more wiser, a little bit smarter, just handling my business the correct way, and on the grind even harder, you know what I'm saying?
That's it. Yeah. Come back bigger and stronger.
That's it. Elevate.
I gotta tell you, like, I was listening to Detroit State of Mind. One line, I'm gonna read it to you because I'm not gonna try to spit off the head because I'll mess up.
Okay,
he said, they hit you with the setup. You'll like this, Tony. They hit you with the setup. I see it with my own too. The hood is like a glass house that the devil throws stones through. Ooh, the hell do you come up with that kind of concept? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
It's the streets, man.
Damn, I was like, yo, I was just like, I pictured this devil shit that throwing a stone through the wood. I was like, damn, that's painting pictures.
That's what's up.
And that's in the same vein as Nas.
Yeah.
Because that's vivid imagery.
Yeah. I mean, was like, and that's another reason why we did the tributes, because, you know, Nas, I'm a big fan of Nas.
Yes.
And Nas made me want to paint pictures.
Yes.
So he inspired me to do that.
Oh man, dude, that was really? A lie. I had to stop It was like I had to stop the MP3 because we're not in cassettes anymore. I had to stop the MP3 and rewind that shit.
Right.
And that was dope. Now,
that's what's
this
up.
Time about Detroit, they birth a lot of great dope MCs.
Yeah.
I feel there's this thing where I don't feel that Detroit gets the respect it deserves.
Yeah.
They talk about, yo, New York is this, Atlanta's this. Detroit never really comes out of those conversations.
Not really. And then I think one of the reasons is it's not really any major labels in Detroit. You know? And I feel like people just aren't aware of the influence that Detroit has in the game.
Yeah.
And when you look at somebody like Jay Dilla, like, Jay Dilla had a lot of influence over everybody, and everybody loved Jay Dilla. That's why you got tributes in London and Miami, as well as like LA and Paris.
Right. So back to Elmatic. Why Royce as your AZ? Why choose him?
Man, me and Royce been doing cuts since I was like 16, 17. So we go way back. We got infinite amount of records. When I thought about Life's a Bitch, that was the first person I thought about.
Really?
Straight up, like Royce, automatic.
Wow.
Not even a second thought.
Well, that's interesting. I thought you might, you know, take an obscure little cat, just like, you know, like Nas did with Jay-Z, like take a little cat, put him on, get him a deal, you know?
Yeah, no, I was just like, Royce gotta be, he gotta be AZ in this tribute.
No, I like that. Now, I'm gonna take you down memory lane.
Okay.
Because you do a good cover of Memory Lane. You worked at the hip-hop shop, right?
Yeah.
You saw T3 when he was slim. You saw T3 when he was slim?
I saw T3 when he was slim.
I can't imagine him slim.
Watching a lot of Peace Battle Women, that's around
the really?
Side. Yeah.
The hell?
You can't even imagine him slim.
No.
You can imagine him slim with dreads.
With dreads? Oh, he had dreads?
Dreads and he was slim.
He was slim. And Eminem was battling there?
Eminem was battling there. Everybody was battling. Actually, Proof. I remember when my man Proof was battling this guy named T the Pimp and right. made the pimp in his name stand for Proof is my pop.
Ooh.
Crazy, right?
Proof is my pop.
Proof is my pop.
Where else did you see a hip-hop show?
Oh, man, I mean...
Take me down memory lane. I'm from London. I won't never get to see Troy Lachan.
All right, well, let me break it down briefly. Like, the hip-hop shop was owned by this cat named Maurice Malone.
Yeah.
Okay, now, from 4 to 6 on Saturday was the open mic.
Right.
Proof used to host the open mic.
Right.
And not only did you have Eminem in the hip-hop shop, but I was in the hip-hop shop, yep. Slum Village, yep. Fat Cat, yep. Guilty Simpson, Royce da 5'9", Obi Trice, all the members of D12, Swifty, you name it. Everybody was up in there. So anybody that you know that came out the D was probably up in the hip-hop shop.
Did anyone have a camera?
A lot of cameras. And that's crazy that you said that, because we're taking some of the footage from that era and making it into the Memory beautiful. Lane video.
Beautiful, beautiful. I heard that Large Professor reached out.
Yeah.
What was he saying?
You know what? Large Professor has been trying to reach out to me.
Yeah.
And I had to dip and go on this tour. When I get back, I'm going to get at him. But he's been trying to reach out to, you know, give a quote, you know.
Oh, you know, bad.
Give his stamp of approval.
No, I like that, because I see the Pete Rock shout out. Pete Rock's like, that's amazing to have that.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's.
Me and Pete go way back, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You go way back, too?
Oh, yeah. We did tours. You know what I'm saying? We got songs that ain't nobody heard.
Who are you, man? Who are you? You know, damn.
I'm the wordplay wizard, the syllable sensei.
Yeah. You go way like that. Like, Pete Rock's a dope. Like, I love that. I love that guy right there.
That's
like,
what's up.
You know, the only problem I got with you, Elzai, yeah. is you've released shit for free that should be releasing, that people should pay for. People should be paying for your music. You're releasing it for free. Yeah. I got a gripe with that. I got a gripe with that.
You got a gripe with that?
No, I've got a gripe with that. If you can put out music, like you're putting out, you have to charge people.
When the album drops later on this year.
Have you started work on that?
I started working on it. You know, I'm trying to get in the groove to see what kind of sound I want.
Okay.
But for the most part, yeah, I'm in the studio working real hard.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to make sure it come out later on this year.
But is it going to be like, have you thought ahead of as to whether it's going to be you or you have some features on there?
I know one feature I'm going to have for sure is with my man Fonte.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, me and him, they got on the phone together and said he's going to be down. A couple producers said they was going to be down.
Yeah, so I heard you talking about Alchemist.
Yeah, Alchemist, yeah. You know.
Okay.
Talks with a lot of other people. So, you know.
And talks to a lot of people. They named him. You know what I'm saying?
A couple other people. You know, Madlib talking to my manager, Jay Barber.
Oh, nice. You know. Can I get some beats on there, too?
Huh?
I rhyme, you know.
Oh, you rhyme too?
Yeah, man, I'm dope.
Why don't you bust a freestyle?
Shit, I'm
right.
Yo, how's that? I'm so dope, right? That my style ain't free. Shit ain't free out here.
It ain't free.
If you drop a freestyle, I'll drop a freestyle.
Another Lost Tapes episode done. Big thank you to everyone showing the love and support. We truly, truly appreciate it. This will be the last Lost Tapes for a little while. We've got some plans in the works, so please keep your ears peeled for that. We'll have updates for you shortly. As always, you can follow us on social media at Break the Atoms, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Tuesday, we'll be back with yet another exclusive interview. Chris will be back with me, but until then, peace.